French President Emmanuel Macron has appointed a new prime minister in a long-awaited cabinet reshuffle to reboot the final 3 years of his presidency. At 34, Gabriel Attal will be France's youngest prime minister. For more, let's talk to Dr. Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan, who lectures in European politics at University College Cork. Dr. Sean Quinlivan, thank you very much for taking our call this lunchtime. So tell us about Gabriel Attal.
So indeed, as you said, Gabriel Attal is the youngest prime minister the French Fifth Republic has ever had. He's the real meteorite of the Macron galaxy. He was spokesperson for the government for 2 years, then junior minister for the budget for 14 months. And he was minister for education only for 4.5 months before being appointed prime minister. He's replacing Elisabeth Borne. And she was really a prime minister on life support for several months. So it was a reshuffle. A significant reshuffle was expected for months indeed, because Borne wasn't Macron's first choice in the first place. And as you might have followed, she went through several motions of censure, 28 of them, and survived them all, but at what cost? And this is why Attal has been appointed, to give a breath of fresh air to Macron's second mandate, which really hasn't quite started yet. So we're hoping this is the start of his second mandate.
So what does it say about President Macron's hopes for the remaining years of this term?
He's hoping to actually bring a more appeased phase to his second mandate, because the first part has been quite rocky. But what he's facing right now is the European elections. And as much as in 2019, we had a neck and neck result between the Rassemblement National, led by Marine Le Pen, and his own party, Renaissance, the polls right now are saying that Macron's party is going to be nearly 10 or 15 points behind the Rassemblement National, which would be an utter disaster for him, because he's always sold himself as on a very pro-European platform, and that would be a significant defeat for him. So he's hoping that Attal is going to bring a more political action to his government, because his government has been very technocratic so far. The one thing about Gabriel Attal which is interesting is that French people actually know him in advance of him being appointed prime minister, whereas all the previous prime ministers weren't known by French people before they were appointed. So, and he's extremely popular. The other notable thing about Gabriel Attal is that his opposition, right, the leader now of the Rassemblement National, is Jordan Bardella, a very young politician as well, 28 years old. So as much as you can think in the USA, you have two 80-year-olds, you know, leading political life. In French politics, it's this 34-year-old versus this 28-year-old going to battle for the European election there.
Well, it's certainly a generational shift. We'll follow that with interest over the coming month. Thanks very much indeed to you, Emmanuel. That's Dr. Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan speaking to us there from UCC.